Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. We're listening to the Computation and Language category of May 26, 2023. Do you know that a shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes? Today, we have selected 11 papers out of 48 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ji-Meng Sun, Associate Professor at Georgia Institute of Technology, and Jiawei Han, Abel Bliss Professor of Computer Science, University of Illinois.
Paper title:
Text Augmented Open Knowledge Graph Completion via Pre-trained Language Models.
Authored by
Pengcheng Zhang, Shivam Agarwal, Bowen Jin, Xuan Wang, Ji-Meng Sun, and Jiawei Han.
Paper abstract:
The mission of Open Knowledge Graph, KG, completion is to draw new findings from known facts. Existing works that augment KG completion require either 1. Factual triples to enlarge the graph reasoning space or 2. Manually designed prompts to extract knowledge from a pre-trained language model, PLM, exhibiting limited performance and requiring expensive efforts from experts. To this end, we propose TagReel that automatically generates quality query prompts and retrieves support information from large text corpora to probe knowledge from PLM for KG completion. The results show that TagReel achieves state-of-the-art performance on 2 benchmark datasets. We find that TagReel has superb performance even with limited training data, outperforming existing embedding-based, graph-based, and PLM-based methods. What an interesting paper! Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Philip H. Estor, Professor, University of Oxford.
Paper title:
Language Model Tokenizers Introduce Unfairness Between Languages.
Authored by
Alexander Petrov, Emanuele La Malfa, Philip H. Estor, and Adel Beebe.
Paper abstract:
Recent language models have shown impressive multilingual performance, even when not explicitly trained for it. Despite this, concerns have been raised about the quality of their outputs across different languages. In this paper, we show how disparity in the treatment of different languages arises at the tokenization stage, well before a model is even invoked. The same text translated into different languages can have drastically different tokenization lengths, with differences up to 15 times in some cases. These disparities persist across the 17 tokenizers we evaluate, even if they are intentionally trained for multilingual support. Character-level and byte-level models also exhibit over 4 times the difference in the encoding length for some language pairs. This induces unfair treatment for some language communities in regard to the cost of accessing commercial language services, the processing time and latency, as well as the amount of content that can be provided as context to the models. Therefore, we make the case that we should train future language models using multilingually fair tokenizers. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Peter Abiel, UC Berkeley Covariant AI, and Sergey Levine, UC Berkeley Google.
Paper title:
The False Promise of Imitating Proprietary LLMs.
Authored by
Arnav Gudaband, Eric Wallace, Charlie Snell, Xingyang Gang, Hao Lu, Peter Abiel, Sergey Levine, and Don Song.
Paper abstract:
An emerging method to cheaply improve a weaker language model is to fine-tune it on outputs from a stronger model, such as a proprietary system like ChatGPT, for example, Alpaca, Self-Instruct, and others. This approach looks to cheaply imitate the proprietary model's capabilities using a weaker open-source model. In this work, we critically analyze this approach. We first fine-tune a series of LLMs that imitate ChatGPT using varying base model sizes, 1.5B, 13B, data sources, and imitation data amounts, 0.3M, 150M tokens. We then evaluate the models using CrowdRaters and Canonical NLP benchmarks. Initially, we were surprised by the output quality of our imitation models. They appear far better at following instructions, and crowd workers rate their outputs as competitive with ChatGPT. However, when conducting more targeted automatic evaluations, we find that imitation models close little to none of the gap from the base LM to ChatGPT on tasks that are not heavily supported in the imitation data. We show that these performance discrepancies may slip past human raters because imitation models are adept at mimicking ChatGPT's style but not its factuality. Overall, we conclude that model imitation is a false promise. There exists a substantial capabilities gap between the open and closed LMs that, with current methods, can only be bridged using an unwieldy amount of imitation data or by using more capable base LMs. In turn, we argue that the highest leverage action for improving open-source models is to tackle the difficult challenge of developing better base LMs, rather than taking the shortcut of imitating proprietary systems. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Tara N. Sinut, research scientist, Google, and Yu Zhang, master of Yangtze University.
Paper title:
Mixture of Expert Conformer for Streaming Multilingual ASR.
Authored by
Kehu Bo Li, Tara N. Sinut, Yu Zhang, and Françoise Beauvais.
Paper abstract:
End-to-end models with large capacity have significantly improved multilingual automatic speech recognition, but their computation cost poses challenges for on-device applications. We propose a streaming truly multilingual conformer incorporating mixture of expert MO layers that learn to only activate a subset of parameters in training and inference. The MO layer consists of a softmax gate which chooses the best two experts among many in forward propagation. The proposed MO layer offers efficient inference by activating a fixed number of parameters as the number of experts increases. We evaluate the proposed model on a set of 12 languages, and achieve an average 11.9% relative improvement in VAR over the baseline. Compared to an adapter model using ground truth information, our MO model achieves similar VAR and activates similar number of parameters but without any language information. We further show around 3% relative VAR improvement by multilingual shallow fusion. What an interesting paper! Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ido Doggan, Professor, Computer Science Department, Bar-Ilan University.
Paper title:
Revisiting Sentence Union Generation as a Testbed for Text Consolidation.
Authored by
Aaron Hirsch, Valentina Pyatkin, Ruben Woolhandler, Avi Keshalaru, Asi Sheffer, and Ido Doggan.
Paper abstract:
Tasks involving text generation based on multiple input texts, such as multi-document summarization, long-form question answering, and contemporary dialogue applications, challenge models for their ability to properly consolidate partly overlapping multi-text information. However, these tasks entangle the consolidation phase with the often subjective and ill-defined content selection requirement, impeding proper assessment of models' consolidation capabilities. In this paper, we suggest revisiting the sentence union generation task as an effective well-defined testbed for assessing text consolidation capabilities, decoupling the consolidation challenge from subjective content selection. To support research on this task, we present refined annotation methodology and tools for crowdsourcing sentence union, create the largest union dataset to date, and provide an analysis of its rich coverage of various consolidation aspects. We then propose a comprehensive evaluation protocol for union generation, including both human and automatic evaluation. Finally, as baselines, we evaluate state-of-the-art language models on the task, along with a detailed analysis of their capacity to address multi-text consolidation challenges and their limitations. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Wei Xu, Horizon Robotics.
Paper title:
Revisiting Non-English Text Simplification, a Unified Multilingual Benchmark.
Authored by
Michael J. Ryan, Tarek Nass, and Wei Xu.
Paper abstract:
Recent advancements in high-quality, large-scale English resources have pushed the frontier of English Automatic Text Simplification, ATS, research. However, less work has been done on multilingual text simplification due to the lack of a diverse evaluation benchmark that covers complex simple sentence pairs in many languages. This paper introduces the MultiSim benchmark, a collection of 27 resources in 12 distinct languages containing over 1.7 million complex simple sentence pairs. This benchmark will encourage research in developing more effective multilingual text simplification models and evaluation metrics. Our experiments using MultiSim with pre-trained multilingual language models reveal exciting performance improvements from multilingual training in non-English settings. We observe strong performance from Russian in zero-shot cross-lingual transfer to low-resource languages. We further show that few-shot prompting with Bloom 176B achieves comparable quality to reference simplifications, outperforming fine-tuned models in most languages. We validate these findings through human evaluation. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chi Lee, Western Kentucky University.
Paper title:
Zero-shot approach to overcome perturbation sensitivity of prompts.
Authored by
Mona Chakraborty, Aditya Kulkarni, and Chi Lee.
Paper abstract:
Recent studies have demonstrated that natural language prompts can help to leverage the knowledge learned by pre-trained language models for the binary sentence level sentiment classification task. Specifically, these methods utilize few-shot learning settings to fine-tune the sentiment classification model using manual or automatically generated prompts. However, the performance of these methods is sensitive to the perturbations of the utilized prompts. Furthermore, these methods depend on a few labeled instances for automatic prompt generation and prompt ranking. This study aims to find high-quality prompts for the given task in a zero-shot setting. Given a base prompt, our proposed approach automatically generates multiple prompts similar to the base prompt, employing positional, reasoning, and paraphrasing techniques, and then ranks the prompts using a novel metric. We empirically demonstrate that the top-ranked prompts are high quality and significantly outperform the base prompt and the prompts generated using few-shot learning for the binary sentence level sentiment classification task. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ruofei Zhang, Microsoft.
Paper title:
Healing Unsafe Dialogue Responses with Weak Supervision Signals.
Authored by
Zi Liang, Pingwei Wang, Ruofei Zhang, Shuo Zhang, Xiaofan Yi Yi Huang, and Junlin Feng.
Paper abstract.
Recent years have seen increasing concerns about the unsafe response generation of large-scale dialogue systems, where agents will learn offensive or biased behaviors from the real-world corpus. Some methods are proposed to address the above issue by detecting and replacing unsafe training examples in a pipeline style. Though effective, they suffer from a high annotation cost and adapt poorly to unseen scenarios as well as adversarial attacks. Besides, the neglect of providing safe responses, for example simply replacing with templates, will cause the information missing problem of dialogues. To address these issues, we propose an unsupervised pseudo-label sampling method, TEMP, that can automatically assign potential safe responses. Specifically, our TEMP method groups responses into several clusters and samples multiple labels with an adaptively sharpened sampling strategy, inspired by the observation that unsafe samples in the clusters are usually few and distribute in the tail. Extensive experiments in chit-chat and task-oriented dialogue show that our TEMP outperforms state-of-the-art models with weak supervision signals and obtains comparable results under unsupervised learning settings. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ruofei Zhang, Microsoft.
Paper title:
Merge, Fast Private Text Generation.
Authored by
Zi Liang, Pingli Wang, Ruofei Zhang, Nuo Xu, and Shuo Zhang.
Paper abstract.
Recent years have seen increasing concerns about the private inference of NLP services and transformer models. However, existing two-party privacy-preserving methods solely consider NLU scenarios, while the private inference of text generations such as translation, dialogue, and code completion remains unsolved. Besides, while migrated to NLG models, existing privacy-preserving methods perform poorly in terms of inference speed and suffer from the convergence problem during the training stage. To address these issues, we propose Merge, a fast private text generation framework for transformer-based language models. Specifically, Merge reuses the output hidden state as the word embedding to bypass the embedding computation and reorganize the linear operations in the transformer module to accelerate the forward procedure. Based on these two optimizations, extensive experiments show that Merge can achieve a 26.5x speedup under the sequence length 512 and reduce 80% communication bytes, with an up to 10x speedup to existing state-of-art models. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 10.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Giuseppe Riccardi, Professor of Computer Science, University of Trento, Italy.
Paper title:
Response Generation in Longitudinal Dialogues, Which Knowledge Representation Helps.
Authored by
Sayed Mahd Mousavi, Simone Calderella, and Giuseppe Riccardi.
Paper abstract.
Longitudinal dialogues, LD, are the most challenging type of conversation for human-machine dialogue systems. LDs include the recollections of events, personal thoughts, and emotions specific to each individual in a sparse sequence of dialogue sessions. Dialogue systems designed for LDs should uniquely interact with the users over multiple sessions and long periods of time, for example weeks, and engage them in personal dialogues to elaborate on their feelings, thoughts, and real-life events. In this paper, we study the task of response generation in LDs. We evaluate whether general-purpose pre-trained language models, PLM, are appropriate for this purpose. We fine-tuned two PLMs, GPTO, GPT-2, and IT-5, using a dataset of LDs. We experiment with different representations of the personal knowledge extracted from LDs for grounded response generation, including the graph representation of the mentioned events and participants. We evaluate the performance of the models via automatic metrics and the contribution of the knowledge via the integrated gradients technique. We categorize the natural language generation errors via human evaluations of contextualization, appropriateness, and engagement of the user. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 11.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Aurelian Luki, ETH Zurich.
Paper title:
Dynamic Context Pruning for Efficient and Interpretable Autoregressive Transformers.
Authored by
Sotiris Anagnostidis, Dario Pavlo, Luca Biggio, Lorenzo Nocci, Aurelian Luki, and Thomas Hoffman.
Paper abstract:
Autoregressive transformers adopted in large language models, LLMs, are hard to scale to long sequences. Despite several works trying to reduce their computational cost, most of LLMs still adopt attention layers between all pairs of tokens in the sequence, thus incurring a quadratic cost. In this study, we present a novel approach that dynamically prunes contextual information while preserving the model's expressiveness, resulting in reduced memory and computational requirements during inference. Our method employs a learnable mechanism that determines which uninformative tokens can be dropped from the context at any point across the generation process. By doing so, our approach not only addresses performance concerns but also enhances interpretability, providing valuable insight into the model's decision-making process. Our technique can be applied to existing pre-trained models through a straightforward fine-tuning process, and the pruning strength can be specified by a sparsity parameter. Notably, our empirical findings demonstrate that we can effectively prune up to 80% of the context without significant performance degradation on downstream tasks, offering a valuable tool for mitigating inference costs. Our reference implementation achieves up to 2x increase in inference throughput and even greater memory savings. What an interesting paper!